There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Wrapping up today's show, we always do right after the show before we start today's show. So, Amy, how are you? Are you tired today?
No. Why?
I'm just wondering.
Why? Have I seemed tired?
I don't know about
I mean,
tired.
Be honest, because I haven't.
Well, you were doing weird things all morning.
Like what?
Like telling inside jokes that no one. Like
told a Luke Bryan joke once.
No. You were just uncharacteristically like a little out there. I didn't know if you were tired or maybe you're so rested.
Maybe I'm so rested. I'm definitely not tired. So, love when you ask me that, though.
Well, I'll wait till after the show.
It's just the podcast.
She hates
yeah, but everybody hates when someone says, like, are you tired?
No. I don't care if someone asks me. I'm tired. Ask me if I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Of course.
Yeah, he's always tired.
I'm exhausted. Yeah. I had a nutty weekend, man.
Okay. But, I mean, it implies that you look really tired or you're
no,
not
you look
acting great.
You got your candy striper shirt on?
Yep.
Your stripes?
Yeah. Going to volunteer after this.
Are you?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh.
See, you know what I'm saying? Isn't that weird?
That's not what she would normally
say. That's not normally her.
Yeah. It's not your character.
Lunchbox, would you say that she was a little
aloof, I guess, kind of doing
I don't think you know what that word means.
What does that word mean?
Oh, yeah, because my dog's aloof. Doesn't really pay attention. Doing.
Aloof?
Not caring. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of out there.
All right.
Okay. Not dialed in.
He kind of knows what it means.
That's, I mean, I
not
friendly
dialed in?
Or forthcoming.
What? That wasn't me today.
Oh, no, I was just asking. He's taking it to a new level, but
okay.
I was just asking.
Yeah. Wow.
He called you aloof.
I know.
I think he meant a loofah from the shower.
That corn looking
yeah,
thing.
Whatever that is. So, yeah. Don't be offended.
Okay.
I used to ask Amy that stuff before the show.
Oh.
Worst mistake ever.
You can't do that.
No.
Well, but wait, if you ask me before the show, the answer might be, yeah, I'm tired. I just got here. I'm tired. It's early. But I mean, because the show's over and now you're asking me, now I'm going to go back and break down everything I did that could be wrong. And then
nothing's
I'm
wrong.
Feel like I did something wrong.
Nah, nothing's wrong. Lunchbox, you tired from the baby or no?
No, I'm good, man. I slept till 10 a.m. both days this weekend.
How'd that happen?
What?
Just chilling. My wife gets up and I sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's work.
Like, my wife gets
up. He was going to have some cool, like, he's yes. Like, my wife gets up and I, you know what,
sleep.
I sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, she does the 8 a.m. Care time, which is diaper change and feeding, and I figure I'll wake up when they come back upstairs, but she stayed downstairs both times, so I just thought it'd only been 30 minutes. I slept and... Next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
We had an overnight flight from California back, so which means I didn't get home until 6 a.m. threw my complete schedule off.
Oh, man.
So, you know, you go to bed at then 8 a.m. Mike, did you struggle this weekend, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a problem. It just kind of messes you up for a few days.
Sure.
So, that's my... Mike, how you feel?
I slept like all day, all morning.
And then you can't sleep at night, but I slept pretty good. I slept 4 hours last night.
You were really excited about the show... Last night. Did you tweet that last night? You're like, oh, I'm super excited about tomorrow's
show.
Well,
I was just awake. I couldn't go to sleep. And I was like, hurry up, show. Am I going to lay in bed? Or,
I guess that.
Yeah. I just said, hey, I'm ready to go do this. I'm always excited to come back to work on Monday. I don't feel like you guys are.
Nah, we're always like, oh, Monday. Ugh.
I'm always like, whoa, Monday. Yow.
Then when do you hit the, oh, come on?
Never.
Never?
No. The only time I feel like that's when the alarm goes off in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
My Amazon does all my alarm now. And so, do you guys have your Amazon set your alarm and just keep it set?
No.
Well, just the wall clock.
No. Well, I tell my Amazon Monday through Friday wake me up. You know,
same time.
3:20.
So how does she wake you up?
Whatever the noise is, but I don't even set it anymore. And then half the time I wake up 5 minutes before it goes off, like a ninja.
So you never change your wake up time? Like,
no.
Oh, I stayed up late last night. I need an extra 15 minutes.
No.
Let me push it tomorrow morning.
What?
Then it throws off my count.
I do a different time every single
me
night.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah. Even if it's altering it just by 3 minutes.
That's just your life, though.
Yeah, you guys are weird. I do the same time.
You guys every live day. Your life a different way. I'm very regimented. I'm not saying yours is wrong. I'm just saying we live our lives differently.
Yeah, that's not my personality.
You guys go with the flow in different ways.
We do.
There's no flow for me.
No, it's a consistent
flow. I got a bulldozer and I go straight ahead.
Nothing in my life is the same.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just like, that would be weird for me to not, to just like know that my alarm is set every night and not worry about that.
But it's like me with my clothes. Like, I wear basically the same thing to work every day, sweats and a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
But I never have to worry about clothes. Yeah. I don't have to get dressed. I don't got to pick an outfit out. I got two parts of my closet, the sweats part and the hoodie part. Hmm. And unless I'm getting dressed, like today, I have a, like I mentioned, a Southwest Airlines shoot for that magazine. I have some clothes that I have.
Oh, are
get.
You changing for that, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. She's saying don't wear that, Bones.
Yeah, she's like, that outfit's
she's tired. She's a little,
yeah, she's aloof.
And she's aloof.
Yes.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
I also didn't know that Morgan number two can watch the text screen. As I have the text screen. I didn't know Morgan number two could watch it too. And so I was asking, I said, hey, can we get on the screen for Morgan number two so she can watch the text screen? They're like, yeah, we'll have to do some crazy engineering and we'll get the cord set up and a huge screen. It'll be crazy, but we can get it done. And they walk out of the room and they start working on it. And Morgan number two is like, yeah, I'll watch it on my laptop all the time. I have a login. I'm like, wait, like, what?
Why did you say something?
Why did we just set up this humongous contract? She's like, oh, I just was going to let you do you. What do you mean, let me do me? So, yeah, we're going to go in here on Monday. Amy, say something real quick.
I hope everyone has a great day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we're going to kick it. And
kick it.
Yeah.
Kick it.
We're gonna Beastie Boy this thing.
Yeah.
And hit the show. Here's Monday show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones show.
That's right. Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, we're back.
And we're back. Oh, well,
here we go. I should say all the things that radio announcers say all morning. Yeah. Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
We have a text line and people are already sending in the text, which is cool. Amy, got a text here. Your son, Stevenson, how's the bedwetting going?
Good. He hasn't wet the bed in a couple of nights. It happens occasionally here and there now, but we're definitely working on it. And man, when he wakes up and he hasn't wet the bed, he is the happiest kid in the world. He's so proud of himself.
Good.
Yeah. So we're making progress.
He's eight.
He's eight.
Is he still wearing a diaper?
Sometimes he wears a pull-up.
Guys, that would just be awesome. Because I think my prostate's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm 38 years old now, and I have to pee all the time. A little bit of water extra, and a little bit. Probably my prostate's getting bigger, so it's always, I got to pee. If I could just have a, but what happens? Do you get diaper rash?
I mean, if I just pee for that.
If I just pee in the diaper, that's all I'm asking.
You need to go change the diaper.
Immediately, or can I just finish the night out?
You can sleep in it, but then take a shower in the morning and, you know, put on a new diaper if you want to wear one during the day.
Just in sleep time.
Okay.
It drives me crazy to have to get up at 12:30 or 1 in the morning to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only been happening the last couple years.
Mm-hmm. You could either do a diaper or at night, every night when you go to sleep, hook yourself up to a catheter. It's your
that
choice.
Does not seem that comfortable. I think I would just have trouble.
Yeah.
It's
up to you.
Going in a diaper,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Our body's been trained. Well, hey.
Yeah, you're potty trained. Good job.
Yeah. Well. Here we are on a Monday. Lunchbox, you good, bud?
I'm great.
Hey, someone was asking about your baby. Just reading some text before we get going here, and if it's going to affect your taxes any different. Are you writing off diapers?
Oh, do you understand what kind of tax break you get for a kid?
Go ahead.
You get like $8,000 or $9,000 extra because you had a kid. Woo! Next year's taxes are going to be astronomical.
How much you get back this year? Do you remember?
I think it was around $10,400, something like that. Yeah, and just so next year, it's going to be up near 20.
So
20
gonna,
G's.
You thinking you're going to just have another baby just because that?
Yeah. It's like a payday.
Are you guys going to have another baby, you think?
Yeah, we'll probably have another baby. I mean, it's a little soon to be thinking about that right now.
Some people is will get though? After it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got
to
wait.
Hey, right back to work. Like, it's like every day, come in, right back to work.
I mean, I wish.
Yeah, I wish. Here we go. And on that, we'll start Monday's show.
Okay, there hasn't been anything going on.
Ta-da!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Here's producer Raymundo in Oklahoma. 14 people were injured at a Backstreet Boys concert after bad weather. 80-mile-an-hour winds knocked over the stage. In New Hampshire, one person died. 6 others were rescued from the ocean after getting pulled out by dangerous currents. Police, firefighters, lifeguards, they're the ones that saved those people. And finally, in weather news, watch out today. Tons of rain and severe weather in the south and midwest. They say rain, possible hail, and thunderstorms, so be careful out there.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Lunchbox says he saw Maren Morris, the singer of songs like My Church.
And Ryan heard her husband out having a romantic dinner.
Oh, cute.
They wanted to report on it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. I got the scoop. They were trying to go fly under the radar, but guess who was on the case? That's right.
Weren't they just eating?
People Magazine doesn't have this scoop.
But, I mean, they weren't trying to fly under the radar. I mean, they were just eating.
They were just like going out to eat. Were they, like, in disguise?
Okay, what's the scoop, Lunchbox?
So, I'm out walking the dog with the wife, and I look over to my left on an outdoor patio. Mm-hmm. There's Ryan Hurd and Maren Morris enjoying a dinner. So you want to know what they were having and what they were wearing and where they were sitting?
Oh, boy.
Sun was going down. It's about 7 p.m. Maren Morris is there with sunglasses on. And if you are facing them, Maren Morris is on the left. Ryan Hurd on the right. Ryan Hurd.
Same side of the booth?
It was a circular metal table. And they were both facing the street so they could enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And Ryan Hurd was in jeans and just a shirt. Maren Morris had the sunglasses on, looking good. They both had cups of water in front of them. And I guess they had already ordered because they looked like they were relaxed, waiting for their meal to come out. And they looked so happy. They were just enjoying conversation with each other. And Ryan Hurd looked up, gave me a wave.
He caught you.
I don't think he knew you were. He just caught you staring, probably. Wow.
He's like, man, why is that guy looking at us? Play cool.
Just wave. Maybe we'll stop.
And Maren Morris looked real comfortable and relaxed. Like, man, they were still in love. The love is still there.
Okay, good.
And so I think they were there for a good dinner, and they were happy with their order because they had smiles on their faces.
I can't believe People Magazine didn't report the story of Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd drinking water looking at the road.
Shocking. Still in love.
I know.
Wow.
I thought you were going to tell us exactly what they ate, but you didn't.
Do you know
what
they ate?
No, because I wasn't able to swing back by and check out what they had ordered, but they were two happy customers.
There you go. Thank you for that, Lunchbox.
That's hard hitting.
Jody in California.
Hello.
How are you? What would you like to say? You're on the air.
I would like to know if Amy ever finished the Garage Mahal.
Oh, so at Amy's house, she has this humongous garage. It gets taller than her house.
On a hill.
I've never seen a garage bigger than a house.
It's huge.
Except for Amy's garage.
It's on a hill.
And so, have you finished the Garage Mahal?
Yeah, pretty much. We park in it now. There's a little apartment upstairs that we're taking our time with because, everything costs money. So, but I did have floor people come over yesterday from 54, and we got the floor picked out. So, that's amazing. And then we'll finish everything else, and I don't know. Eventually, someone's going to hang out up there. Family, maybe my dad. I don't know.
But not quite done yet.
Not quite done yet. But we park in there, and kids put their bikes and hang out. But we got to close that garage. One day I left it open. The bikes got taken. So,
what do you think about that, Jody?
I think that's awful, and that would happen in California. But we don't all live in apartments. I just want her to know that.
There you go. When's the helipad going in?
Oh, there's no helipad.
Landing strip?
No, but it's our guest bedroom in our house. There's no guest bedroom. We've got a 3-bedroom house. I got a son, a daughter, and then our master bedroom. And then out there will be where our family can stay or friends or, I don't know, some other people.
You ever think about just moving into the garage and using your house? I mean, it is big.
It might be bigger than
your
house.
It's a big garage. Yeah.
People listening right now, just so you know, they're exaggerating.
I don't think so.
You pronounced that wrong.
No. Exaggerating, but I confirmed it with hating.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Jody.
Y'all need a place to chill.
No. All of us at once.
Yeah, we can all stay together.
Yeah, a big party. Yeah, yeah. These are the top 5 90s movies, Amy. Tell me if you've seen them. Number 5, Jurassic Park.
Seen it when I was a kid.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I haven't seen it since. But I saw it in the movie theater as a kid. It was a really big deal.
Yeah, I saw it. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Titanic.
Of course. Went on a date for Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. We went to dinner with my dad and his wife, which was weird. But then my boyfriend took me to the movies, not with my dad.
I went on a date, but it was a dude date with my friend Scotty.
What's up?
We went on Valentine's Day, watched Titanic because we were both losers.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to see the movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, stop judging us. Number 3, Terminator 2. These are the top movies of the 90s.
I don't know that I've seen it.
Fantastic.
I mean, I know I've probably seen bits and pieces, maybe.
Yeah, it's really good. Home Alone at number 2.
Duh. Yeah.
And number 1, I haven't seen.
What is it?
The number 1 movie of the 90s I haven't seen. The Lion King.
You haven't seen The Lion King? Oh my gosh, I remember my 7th grade teacher, Mr. Garcia, playing for for us, like, you know, on special day. Like, I guess we were good and we got a movie day.
You guess you were good?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we got to watch The Lion King. I remember that.
That's the number one movie of the 90s. Your favorite movie of the 90s is probably what?
Oof. It's Pretty Woman 1990, I think, or 1991. It was.
Would it be that late, Pretty Woman?
Yeah, because I think Dirty Dancing is 89. Pretty Woman's like 90, 91. So I have to, yeah, that.
I mean, I'd probably go with The Sandlot if that came out in the 90s. It's a good one. Office mm-hmm. Space, two of my favorite movies. Bill and Ted, you know, that's a great one. That's my favorite one for a long time.
Pure Country. Dusty.
Well, you love George Strait.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Here we go. Latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood posted a video to Twitter sharing the track list of her upcoming album, Cry Pretty, out on September 14th. Some of the songs mentioned were called Ghosts on the Stereo, Southbound, and Drinking Alone. Scotty McCreary announced his headlining Seasons Change tour featuring special guests Jimmy Allen and Heather Morgan. The tour kicks off in Dallas, Texas on November 29th. Miranda Lambert paid her respects to the late Aretha Franklin at a concert this weekend, singing Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. Gotta be a do right man. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Pet owners, you have to put a chip in your pet. It can save you when you lose your dog, your cat. David Powell was babysitting a dog for an Iraq veteran. He was over in Iraq serving. The dog gets out. He's like, oh no, I'm about to call him in Iraq and say I lost your dog. 2 months later, before he gets home, 15 miles away, the dog is found, all because of chip. So the Iraq veteran's going to come home and his dog is going to be safe.
It's going to be the same.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but he would have been gone without the chip.
No, I agree.
15 miles, too. That's a long way away.
15 miles, and 2 months later, someone found it, scanned the chip, and called Dave and said, hey, man, got the dog. Whoo!
I just think I don't want to know. Like, if you find my dog and he's healthy, and he was away, and I never knew he was gone, I don't think I ever want to know he was gone.
So just don't tell David.
I think David just should come back and not have to, like, be a bit of... worried in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like things that could happen. Listen, I agree. My dog was chipped. Now they even have on their collars, you can put a little GPS into them and actually insert the chip. But that's a good story. Listen, in the end, I'm glad they found the dog. And I do think it's an important message. Make sure your dog is in some way chipped with something.
And spayed or neutered.
There you go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Corbin, Kentucky. A 19-year-old woman needed $600, but she didn't have a way to get it. She's like, I'll fake my own kidnapping and get $600 from my dad. Oh. So she disappears and sends her dad a text message. I've been kidnapped. I need $600.
You know, here's the problem with that. Hold on, I hate to stop you because I love these stories. If I were kidnapping someone, I wouldn't have the person send the ransom note.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the daughter send the ransom note.
Okay.
As a kidnapper, I would get the number and message them, right?
Yeah, and then she says after an hour, okay, the ransom is now $400. Oh, you have to drop off $400 at this apartment complex or I'm going to be in trouble.
Oh. She already devalued herself.
Well, and she's given an apartment complex. You have to drop it off like behind a dumpster.
Yeah, so he dropped it off at the mailboxes, and then an hour later, the FBI swarmed the apartment complex and found her hanging out with her friends in one of the units.
Oh, so she had it sent to the same apartment complex. But again, if you were kidnapping someone, would you have them send the text? Probably not, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, she should have borrowed a friend's phone. But then that would make her not a bonehead.
Well, she's a bonehead, though, so all those.
Yeah. Right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
On the phone in California is Megan. Hey, Megan.
Hi, Bobby and everyone else. I just had a question for Amy. Since her kids are back in school, is Stevenson and Gladys still a thing?
So Stevenson's Amy's 8-year-old son. Gladys is his girlfriend that Amy doubted was real. And so did I.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
So I've asked him about Gladys, and all that he has told me this week so far is that he doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh.
So I'll try to find out more, but he's like, you know, he had a little bit of a rough transition back into school, but we're working through it, and he just said, I don't want to talk about her. So I'll try to get more of an update. I don't want to press it. So I don't know. Maybe she's there. Maybe she's not there. I don't know. But we do know she's real.
Yeah, that's true. She is real.
Yeah.
Megan, what do you think about that? Where's that lead you?
Well, I hope everything's okay between them.
Yeah, I know.
Me too.
You see each other in the halls. I hope they say hi.
Yeah, I hope his dating life really shapes up.
I know.
I'm over here.
He's 8 now.
Morgan number two is telling me something
called mountaineering. Have you heard this dating term? That's she's 24, so she knows all the cool terms. So what is mountaineering, Morgan number two?
It's when you date someone that's a little more attractive or more popular than you. So like you're kind of making the climb to be with that person.
Oh.
Oh, my wife has that.
Oh.
Yeah, she mountaineers.
To you.
Yeah.
I was thinking I've always mountaineered. Because you don't have to be so into it, Aim. I was going to say I'm no physical treat, but before I could get there, Aim was like, oh yeah, you definitely
do. I just think you've dated some fabulous women.
Yeah.
Girls.
No, I've never heard the term.
Me neither.
I like it.
Mountaineering.
Yeah.
It's like you get the pickaxe and you climb up. Do you feel like you're mountaineering your husband or has mountaineering you, Aim?
Back then? Back when we were making the climb?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're the same.
Yeah.
Are we the same?
I
feel like we're the same.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
You're both wonderful looking.
Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. My favorite things on the internet are when they catch famous people walking out of their house.
Oh, yeah.
And they start to talk about all their clothes and how much all their clothes cost. I love it. Here's Kylie Jenner. This is from Page Six, walking out of her house.
Kylie Jenner took NYC by storm in a sporty outfit worth over $38,000.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just her outfit. Yeah.
The new mom wore $650 Y Project double waist track pants as a jumpsuit, adding a hint of glam with metallic purple Francesco Russo pumps worth $1,600. She donned gold K-stud earrings by Established Jewelry, currently worth $1,180. The makeup mogul then topped off the look with $165 westward-leaning sunglasses and a Rolex watch worth $34,500.
That's where they get you on that Rolex.
I know. I was like, why are her sunglasses so cheap?
They're like cartoon characters.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You described it the other day like they're at the zoo and you're just watching, them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, look at the zebra. The giraffe's neck is so long. These celebrities.
Do they even know how much they're wearing?
And do they get to keep it?
Yeah.
I wonder if this is a thing or if it's loaned out, you know? Do you want to hear another one? Because they get more obnoxious.
Yes.
Am I out of touch that I think these are fascinating?
No, I'm into it.
I don't know.
Okay. Ariana Grande. She had a pantless look in New York City. Oh boy, brace yourself.
Ariana Grande hit the streets of New York City in a pantless look worth almost $163,000.
What? Was she in a car?
What? What planet is this? You'll see why, but that's funny.
The newly engaged singer strolled with fiancé Pete Davidson, wearing a $100 yellow Clooney sweatshirt with $1,400 Giuseppe Zanotti boots. She paired her leg-bearing look with a Louis Vuitton monogram crossbody. In addition to her new $93,000 Greg Yuna engagement ring, Grande brought the bling with $67,000 Harry Kotler diamond stud earrings.
Oh, so her jewelry.
Well, yeah, her engagement ring is $93,000.
And her earrings.
Her earrings are $67,000.
Yeah. I was thinking that Louis Vuitton bag was going to be the most expensive thing on her, but...
Fascinating.
That dude makes enough money to buy a $90,000 ring.
Look up Pete Davidson's net worth. I don't know. He's like 23.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know. He's on Saturday Night Live, but.
No, I don't think he is anymore, is he?
Oh, he's not?
Is he? He's back?
Yeah.
Well, he left for a while.
Oh.
His net worth is $2 million.
Maybe they gifted him the ring.
Or maybe she bought it for herself. What's Ariana Grande's net worth?
A gajillion.
A gajillion.
Yes.
Go ahead.
$45 million.
Yeah, she
bought it.
She probably did a treat yourself.
Yeah.
He was like, apropos. She goes, I'm going to little treat myself. I love those segments. I will watch every one of them on that Page Six website. When there's a new one, Mike D sends me an alert. He sends me a special one. He goes, hey, there's a new one up.
What's his name? Ariana Grande's?
Pete Davidson.
He could be making payments.
Oh, yeah.
He could have got it.
Called up, Diamonds Direct. You guys want to do a Never Gonna Get It?
Yeah.
All right. It takes the average person 9.5 minutes to do this.
Oh, man.
So dumb.
What's up?
Oh, I'm in.
Man.
What's that?
What's that?
What's that?
9 minutes.
I'm in.
What's that? 9.5 minutes, the average person to do this. Amy, you want to guess it?
Fall asleep,
she says. Show me fall asleep.
No. Oh.
It takes the average person 9.5 minutes to do this. Amy said fall asleep. That's not right. Let's go over to Donna in Arkansas. Hey, Donna, take a shot.
Hey, So I say brush your teeth, the whole brush oral hygiene.
Oh, brush your teeth whole. But whole oral hygiene is what she meant.
She means all of it.
The whole oral hygiene.
No, that's a lot, though, huh? No. Let's rock.
Oh, I say take a bathroom.
Take a bathroom. Okay. Take a bathroom. If you take one, leave one. That's what my stepdad used to say. Eddie?
This one reminds me of you. I'm going to say eat.
Nah. Oh. The answer is, why does it remind you of me?
Because you fast eater. Let's go. Bring me the check.
That's like you out to eat with
I'm
friends.
Done.
Oh. Oh, that's a social dinner.
Yeah, nine minutes.
Yeah, I've got it booked from 5:50 to 5:59, if you can fit that in.
Thank you.
The average person takes 9.5 minutes to find something to watch on Netflix. There it is. Oh. That's the answer. Nobody got it. You know what I watched last night was this documentary called Anvil. Because Eddie said, dude, you'll love this documentary. And I said, what is it about? This Canadian metal band. And by the way, the music sucks. But the whole point is they were almost big in the 80s, and they've been trying to make it back all the time. It's actually pretty good. The documentary, it's an hour and 15 minutes.
Did they ever make it?
I'm not telling you how it ends.
That's a great question, though, Amy.
But it's pretty good if you're just bored and you can't find anything on Netflix.
Okay.
Because I watched that. I watched Handmaid's Tale Season 2. I'm about halfway through.
Okay.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I would never recommend that show to anybody.
Holy moly,
it's so good, but it's so dark.
So dark.
Handmaid's Tale. Okay. Yeah. It's on iTunes now because I don't have Hulu. And I refuse to borrow Amy's login. My heart wouldn't do that. I have too much integrity to steal someone's login. We did that segment a second ago where the celebrities walk out of their house and they do commentary on what the celebrities are wearing. I enjoy it because their clothes are so absurdly expensive. It's like watching the richest zoo ever. And so listeners are asking me, hey, they like it when Amy does it to my clothes. So I think that's fair. If we're going to play those back, we can. All right, so Amy, please commentate my clothes, please.
Oh, Bobby wearing his Ray-Bans, in which he wears every single day.
These are my regular glasses.
Regular glasses. They're black rimmed, sort of look like Buddy Holly. Pretty sure, I don't know, probably $100. Also sporting a free Razorback Nike pullover.
That's right.
Yep, free $99. Then he's got some jogger pants on. Apparently from Walmart, $12.99.
Yeah.
And then on his feet, looking super hot in some red Nikes gifted to him by Cole Swindell. So also free. Bringing his outfit total up to, well, basically $12.99 since he always wears the Ray-Bans.
Thank you very much. And that's, what do they call that segment? Does it have a name? Price tag.
Oh,
that's
price
right.
And $12.99.
I've been price tagged at $12.99.
I am too sexy for me.
You like that, Eddie?
Pretty funny.
I know I was gonna get judged.
Good job, Amy.
My joggers are a little short. I got high waters on today.
They're like sweatpants, but.
But too little.
High water jogger sweatpants.
Just in case it floods.
It's called the Tip the Bill Challenge, where whatever your bill is, you're supposed to tip that whole amount back. So if your bill is $27, you're supposed to tip $27 back. Tip the bill.
Got it.
It encourages people to tip their servers the same amount as their restaurant bill. Okay, Lunchbox, go ahead.
This is so dumb. And I guarantee you, the person that invented this was some dumb waiter that was like, how can I increase my
smart
tips?
Waiter.
I'm going to go ahead and do this tip the waiter challenge or tip the bill. And people are actually falling for this.
Servers have been posting their generous tips on social media. Thankful for the challenge. Some folks think it's a bad idea since the tip probably isn't going right to the server. I'll tell you this, as someone who waited tables for a long time, it's almost all going to the server. Almost all of it. The only thing that I would have to do is sometimes tip out the bus staff.
Oh.
So I would still get all of it, but then you tip out at the end of the night to whomever is helping you. Which is, could be another waiter or waitress that didn't have many tables. But yes.
Why not just be happy with the tip you get? Why are we trying to up the tip game?
It's just a challenge. It's fun.
Yeah,
if you can do
it's
it.
It's just people trying to get more money. Aren't you always begging for more money?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
But count me as sitting this one out.
You're not going to play a tip the bill challenge?
No, I'm not going to do tip the waiter, tip the bill, whatever. I'm going to give you.
Lunch was like, I'm going to do chip. Tip 10% challenge.
I'm going to do no tip challenge just to even it out.
What's your percentage, Lunchbox, that you start with?
20%.
Okay. And then he works down.
And then it worked down.
Depending on how good they are.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you would start at 20, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm generous. I'm a nice guy. I mean, I do kind of like the guy that online, I saw a video where he put $5 on the table and then just takes one away. That lets the waiter know, like, don't mess up. That's your money. You're working for it.
That's also how you get your food spit in, to be honest with you.
And that's how you get a dollar taken away.
Okay, but you would never know.
You would know.
You would never know.
Lunchbox, like, you can taste someone's spit.
It's hashtag tip the bill. Not that that's fun. Listen, if you can afford to help somebody, help somebody. That's it. If you can't, then you can't.
Yeah.
But if you can afford to help somebody, help somebody.
I think it's cool.
Some of the other challenges that I think would be fantastic. How about the pay for your own Netflix and stop using my passport challenge?
Ooh.
How you guys feel about that one?
Ooh. Nice.
Nope.
No? Yeah, hashtag that one. The don't comment on how skinny my legs are when I post a picture on Instagram challenge.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that people could resist.
I'm still holding on to that one.
Yeah.
That's like four Instagram pictures ago. People were just railing my legs. The don't ask a woman if she's pregnant even though you think she might be challenged.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, I did that.
A little risky.
I did that once. I was like at a meet and greet of a show, or a comedy show. I thought, listen, I'm an idiot. I really am an idiot. I know. And she had on a shirt that was like an arrow pointing to her stomach.
What?
But it wasn't to her stomach.
What was it pointing to?
To the ground.
Okay.
But it was pointing down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you're having a baby. And she was like, no. So
you're like, JK, listen. Comedy show.
Unless her feet are in stirrups, I ain't talking about no babies no more. That's
okay,
it.
Okay.
I'm out. Mm. You know, the don't argue on Facebook about politics challenge, which I think we should all.
Oh, that one. Could be a legit one.
Yeah.
People should do that.
There you go. There's that.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this 105-year-old man finally received his college diploma 83 years after graduation.
Wow.
This man named Bill, yeah, he was one of the first to set foot on San Diego State University after it opened in 1931.
Wow.
Graduated in 1935, but never received a printed diploma. The school found out back in May that he never got the printed diploma, and they hooked him up.
I'm surprised he's living. I'm more surprised by that than the fact that he didn't get his diploma. Why didn't he go ask for a diploma? Let's go to the printer.
They retro-dated it. February 1st, 1935, finally hanging on his wall.
77 years ago. All right, is that it in?
Yeah, super cool.
That's to tell me something good. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Eric Church dropped another track from his upcoming album. The song is called Heart Like a Wheel.
Yeah, maybe my favorite Eric Church song ever. I know.
Ever?
I know.
You're already claiming the ever?
I know. I listened to it. It came out Friday. I listened to it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I listened to it again this morning.
Oh, okay.
I just love the sound of this. Haven't heard the whole record yet.
But I got a heart like a wheel, baby, let's go. Get in this heart like a wheel, baby, we'll roll.
I mean, that's my vibe right there.
Yeah, it's good.
It's in my go-to-sleep list. I have two lists, right? A playlist. My first one's the Get Ready to Go to Sleep list, which is all kinds of songs. All kinds of slow songs, piano ballads, Counting Crows, Weezer, John Mayer, this new Eric Church song. A lot of 90s country, Vince Gill.
So you have a Get Ready to Go to Sleep list, and then...
I have a Go to Sleep list, which is just Coldplay, A Rush of Blood to the Head, the whole record. And it starts with Potluck, the first song. And I'm usually out by song three or four. It's like I'm being hypnotized by a British dude. And just like, I mean, I slept so hard. I only got like 4 hours last night. But I'm telling you, I slept so hard last night for 4 hours. Harder than I slept forever. My TV stays off. I don't even know what's happening in my life right now. But I'm more rested with 4 hours of no TV than seven with. It's crazy. What, are we in the middle of skinny?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, what else, Morgan, number two?
Mary Morris paid tribute to Aretha Franklin during her concert in Vegas. She covered A Natural Woman.
Let me say, if you don't know Mary Morris' singing ability, man, she can sing. Here's a clip. I was singing this song in the shower. I don't sound like this. What else, Morgan, number two?
Miranda Lambert also paid her respects to Aretha Franklin. She covered her song Do Right Woman, Do Right Man at her show.
Gotta be a do right.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. They say that it's a man's world.
Amanda going to town there. What else you got, Morgan, number two?
Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum sang Hootie and the Blowfish Hold My Hand on their joint tour over the weekend.
Yeah, I love Hootie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this clip. This is, I love it. I'm a big Darius fan. Darius, my first ever interview in my whole life when I was 17 years old. And we've been pretty close since then. 20 years later, Darius and I are still, you know, when I have something or he has something, we call each other. We've, you know, done the format thing where we've just kind of been all around. And the real thrill for me was singing Hold My Hand with Darius at the Ryman.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was awesome. Because our band, The Raging Idiots, Eddie and I, we do a show every year at the Ryman Auditorium. And all these artists come to play with us, and Darius showed up. And Darius jumps out in the middle of a song before he's supposed to come on. Like, that's how comfortable we are together. The Darius just walks out in the middle of another song and starts singing Purple Rain with us. We're doing a cover, and he comes out and just, you know, crushes it. And then I'm going, okay, well, if we're doing this, we're just picking what we get to do. When Darius came out to do his songs, because he did Wagon Wheel and he did, because when was the last time? Yeah. I said, oh, hey, dude, let's do Hold My Hand. And so, and then I started it and sang it. It was really a thrill for me. It was one of the fun ones. Cause I was like, yeah, it didn't matter what I was like.
What were you like?
With a little love and some tenderness. And then he took it. Then I took it.
And the whole place sang, hold my
And then I stopped him. I was like, no, this is about me, not you guys in the crowd. Let me sing. Okay, there it is. Morgan number two. Is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
There we go. Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone. You're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Got some texts flying in here. Got a few of them. I'll run through them. Text number one. Someone listening in Charlotte getting their wisdom teeth taken out right now. And they never listen live, but they're about to go under the knife, so they wanted to say what up. So, what up?
What up?
Yeah. Also, was there an announcement? Why is Morgan number two doing the skinny every day? There really wasn't an announcement. It just kind of happened, huh?
Yeah.
Has there still been an announcement?
No. There's no official announcement.
Amy was gone because her dad was sick, and Morgan number two started filling in, and then we just kept doing it. Amy, do you want it back or no?
I mean, I'm still going to be gone a little bit. I've got to figure out the schedule with my dad. He's still not better. So I think we were just like thinking the next few months might be a little bit in and out. And Morgan's doing great at it.
Yeah, Morgan number two. Nice work.
Morgan
nice
number
work.
Two. Thank you.
All right, cool. Here's another one here. People asking for the morning corny. You can text us, by the way, 26229. That's our number. Text whatever you want to 26229 over. Oh, yeah. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. Thank you.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
If I don't say that, they come and just stare at me through a window. I don't even know who they are. They just show up. All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not stroganoff. Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
There you have it. We have a segment we do called Will It Uber, where we take the app Uber and the car comes and we try to get it to transport things. And then we go, Will It Uber? And most times the ridiculous things do Uber. Today, it will be Will Lunchbox Uber in the trunk. So I have reasons that Lunchbox is going to try to get in the trunk of the Uber car. He could tell the driver, A, He gets car sick in the back seat, so he's got to ride in the trunk. Mm. Think that works?
Yeah.
Or B, he's hoping to surprise someone at his destination.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a given.
Or he could say, hey, Uber driver, I need some privacy to think.
I like that one. That one makes me laugh.
So you have options, Lunchbox. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, the new Will at Uber.
I just really need to be alone right now.
Yeah. I just need some time, man. Yeah. Can I get back there? There's a British woman who fell off a cruise ship. She was rescued after 10 hours in the sea.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
That's terrible.
About 18 minutes in, I'm probably like, I'm done.
Yep.
Yeah.
How would you... A British woman fell from a cruise ship around midnight on Saturday, so it was dark.
Oh, it was dark.
Mm-hmm. She fell off the back of a ship. She was in the water for 10 hours. She was extremely happy. Yeah, no crap.
Wait, what? Oh, when she got rescued?
Yeah, when she got rescued.
Okay.
The 46-year-old fell from the seventh deck of the 92,000-ton Norwegian Star. Mm. That's crazy that you can just fall off those so easily.
Yeah, I'm wondering, was she... See, when I picture people falling off, I'm like, are they trying to reenact Titanic? And then they fall off.
I never thought about that.
Because...
That they're all doing the arms, and that's why people are all falling off the ship?
Yes, because either they got pushed off by somebody, or... They were drunk and doing something stupid.
But they're drunk and doing Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Bad combo.
Wow. You know, and sometimes I think people get pushed.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, think about it. If you wanted to get rid of somebody.
No, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, what?
I'm comfortable thinking about that. A man fell trying to retrieve his cell phone, and this was over a big waterfall. A New Jersey man was trying to reach over and get his cell phone because it had fallen down and went boosh into the waterfall. The unidentified guy is alive and well despite falling off of a bridge trying to retrieve the phone. And so when they got him, they fished him out, but he was holding his cell phone over his head as he's in the water.
It's good. Hey. It's safe.
It's still dry. It's still dry. That one's funny, huh?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Because he's okay.
I was reading this story about Rob Gronkowski, the NFL football player?
Oh, yeah. Gronk.
Gronk.
Yeah, whatever.
I love the Patriots. I love Gronk. Yeah. So I do come at this a little biased, I guess. He's talking about his money. I guess the show's called Needing Dough. And he says that really he hasn't spent much of his NFL money, that he really only has bought his chain. Otherwise, he spent all of his endorsement money on his lifestyle.
Yeah. Apparently, he borrowed someone's chain once, and he liked the way it made him feel, so he bought his own chain.
Should I wear a chain? Because I've been trying to think
about
that.
Bobby, you can't get away with a chain.
Or a necklace of any kind? Like a white t-shirt with a little necklace?
That'd
be nice.
I'm 38. Can I still pull it off, though?
Is it just you thinking straight gold chain, or do you have diamonds on your chain?
I was thinking a big clock with a B on it.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I don't want a chain. Okay. But sometimes I see Ryan Hurd, who's a songwriter, artist.
Yeah.
Maren Morris's husband, too. He wears a necklace with a little thing on it, and I'm like, man, that's cool. Or is just he cool?
He's cool. But what about a dainty...
I hate me.
...choker?
A choker?
Yeah. With a B on it.
Yeah. I would just... I've never, been cool.
Uh-huh.
My whole life, I've never been cool. Just for a minute, I would like to be cool.
Yeah.
I know part of being cool is not caring. And whatever you do when you don't care ends up being cool.
But I don't think you can want to be cool.
I know, but I do. I just see cool people and go, man, I wish that was me. I wish people just look at me and go, that guy exudes cool.
Yeah, your vibe is just so cool.
My vibe is nerdy, and I'm down. I'm down to be a nerd. And maybe that's cool to some people, but not many.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're smart.
Let me tell you how many girls that's got me over the years. The smart.
You're funny.
Yeah.
That has gotten you the girls.
Has it, though?
Yeah.
I've had four girlfriends my whole life.
Yeah, and they have all said they love the way you make them laugh.
Make me laugh. you interviewed them?
Well, I mean, just they didn't know I was interviewing them, but.
Yeah, that's it. What are we going to do about that? The Gronk thing's funny. I don't really use, for my book and a tour, that's most of the money I spend, too. Maybe I'm like Gronk in many ways. I don't spend a lot of my radio money. I spend most of my other money.
Yeah. Your second, you've had two books.
Yeah.
Two New York Times bestsellers.
Yeah, talk about that.
I mean, where are the ladies at with that?
That's what I'm saying. What kind of lady doesn't want someone with a self-help book, huh?
Oh.
I know.
Those who can't teach.
No, those who can't do teach.
Yeah.
But I've done all that.
Those you can't do. Yeah, I meant comma, you know.
But I've done all the things I write about. I've done.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you're a little rude there.
It was a joke.
Yeah. Got a lot of teachers who are upset with you, Amy, on the text line over here.
Oh, no. Why?
Because you said those who can't do teach.
Oh, I know. It's just a saying. I didn't really mean it.
Yeah, and you know what? That doesn't mean not all who teach can't do. Don't worry. People get butthurt over the dumbest stuff. I'm not even going to let you be offended by that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not in the game of people being offended. That's all. I'm done.
Thanks.
But you don't mean it. We're in a world now where everybody gets so sensitively butthurt about everything. I'm not into it. I'm moving on with life.
Yeah.
I saw it and thought I'd read it to you, but then I got mad at myself halfway through reading it. Everybody needs
to... Well, I'm glad you read it, so it's a reminder to tell people to
No, because you didn't mean anything by it.
I really didn't.
Everybody gets offended by everything all the time. Stop it.
I can't do a lot of things, and I don't even teach.
That's right. That's my point. You can do nothing, and you can't teach. And people can do a lot, and they do...
Yeah, okay. Like, come on.
Yeah, come on. There's a new song from Jillian Jacqueline I think people will like. It is called If I Were You. It has Keith Urban in it, too.
If I were you, it's good. I would be running. I would be leaving.
Jillian Jacqueline with Keith Urban right there. Speaking of that, Keith Urban's doing a show in town this week, is that right?
Yeah, Friday.
And I think Lunchbox is trying to show how cool he is. What happened with the tickets? Did someone ask for concert tickets around here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, what happened?
Well, phone screener Hillary said she wanted to go to the show, and I know that the record label usually asks if we want tickets, but I'm not sure they're really too keen on giving it to the phone screener, so I said, look, put me down for two, and I'll just throw them over to Hillary. That way she can go and she doesn't get left out. I was just trying to be a nice guy and throw my weight around.
So people were calling Lunchbox out because he's trying to be a big deal?
Yeah, you know Hillary can get her own tickets.
Can she?
Yeah. The offer was for everyone on the show, Bones.
Is Hillary in there? Hillary's in the glass room answering phone calls. Hillary, come in here for a second. I don't know the rules on free tickets. I don't really go to anything.
Oh, we all got offered the tickets. Hey, if anybody wants to go, let me know, whatever, we'll go. And Lunchbox goes, I know Hillary probably can't do it on her own. She can take mine.
Is that true, Hillary?
I mean, I've been able to get tickets before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I went to Shania Twain.
Was he trying to show how cool he is?
Yeah, he was.
See?
But you went to Shania Twain with who?
With Morgan.
Exactly. So Morgan got the tickets and took Hillary. Morgan number two.
Thank you. All right.
I just was worried that the phone screener wasn't going to be able to get... They were going to be like,
the phone screener. Her name's Hillary. And she probably, as far as the show goes, except for being on the air, contribute...
What?
Stop.
Bobby,
she does
what
not contribute
Uh-oh.
As Hold much on. As us.
Well, everybody be quiet. What?
I'm saying she probably contributes in a lot of ways that people don't know, more than even Lunchbox does.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Now,
Hillary, our phone screener. She
I mean, that is the most ridiculous statement you've in history.
Hillary, you write the Country Minute?
Yes.
Every morning. But she's writing segments that go out on hundreds of radio stations.
For you to say that she contributes more.
I said
more,
sometimes she does, yes.
That's not even true.
What else do you, and Hillary answers every phone call that comes through.
Wow, okay, amazing. Mm-hmm.
What else do you do, Hillary?
I write some teases.
She writes teases for the show?
Oh, you do the show rundown?
She does show rundown? Every day.
Yeah, she writes the tease for the story I do.
Yeah, she also gives you the story.
Exactly.
That you do. You don't even find your own story.
I mean, either do you.
Yeah, but I'm not claiming I do anything. I don't do that. That's his guess. Neither do you.
I am just saying that I was worried the record label wasn't going to respect her. Like,
thank you. Hillary, thank you.
That was thoughtful of you. Lunchbox.
Thank you. See, Amy, thank you for having my back. It was thoughtful.
Have fun at the show, Hillary.
I will.
Did you get tickets?
Yeah, I got tickets.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go. I think Eddie and I are going to go watch Ben Folds and Cake tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be late, though.
That's okay. Like, you have that new life.
The show starts at 7. That's late for me. Yeah. You want to slow dance to this one?
I'll hold your hand.
Yeah. Do you want to go, Am?
No.
Lunchbox gets tickets.
I'm good. Thanks.
Anybody needs tickets, Lunchbox get it for you.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
I can't do anything nice for anyone, and I'm a jerk.
No. It's not that. She could have got her own tickets.
I don't know.
All right.
See?
A guy puts up 300 billboards to apologize to his girlfriend after a fight.
Wow, 300?
That's a lot of money. A guy put up 300 billboards and banners all over his town last week to apologize to his girlfriend. Oh. We're not sure if she forgave him. I would say she probably didn't if it's such a bad thing he had to put up that many billboards. I would assume she didn't.
What did he do?
I know, right?
And then is that really going to, I don't know.
And what if it does get her back? Is that good? She's like, oh, you bought billboards. I'm in.
Yay.
I forgive you. But the cops are investigating and he may get charged with defacement of public property because they went and sprayed a bunch of stuff too.
Oh.
But he put up more than 300 billboards and banners all over town. It is quite the gesture.
Hmm.
So
it seems a little crazy to me.
Does it?
Like, I feel like.
But isn't love crazy? That's what I've been told.
Mm.
Do you ever do anything crazy?
No, but I've had crazy things done to me.
I'm talking about with your husband, like love so much that you just were kind of out of your mind.
Oh, no, I haven't done anything crazy. I was thinking about whenever I broke up with that boy and he keyed my car. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And he wrote a bad word about you, but he spelled it wrong. Spelled it wrong on your car.
Yeah.
And key. That's permanent. That's like a tattoo.
Oh.
You need to draw it on pencil first. Before you take a key into a car and write a word, you need to draw it on a pencil and make sure you like how that looks.
I mean, oh, I was mortified.
Funeral arrangements are announced for Aretha Franklin. A public viewing for Aretha will be held next week in Detroit. And so I think they're going to do multiple days because so many people want to come to this. And so there's some Aretha here. They said that her music selling last week up 1,500%.
Wow.
Now, how about that? You put out a new record, right? And Aretha Franklin dies and you get beat by her music. Like, you're just hoping when you put out something new that nobody dies. Same thing. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. My book was coming out. I was like, please, no, nobody die. I know. I know.
Because they might buy their book.
Well, yeah, because like Anthony Bourdain died like 3 weeks prior.
Oh, and his book sales did go up. All right.
And I was just like, don't die on anybody.
So after you pass away, bare bones could skyrocket?
If I die.
So who receives the money from that?
The people in my will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you disclosed who that is yet?
I don't think so. I think I just said that.
All I know is if you're on life support, I have to keep you on forever.
Yeah.
Because
if I die, I'm going to haunt the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And if I wake up after you pull me, I'm going to be so mad. So don't. Yeah. Leave me on. Deplete my funds.
So all your book funds are going to go towards keeping you alive.
That's it.
Got it.
We're debating whether or not they're going to let Lunchbox in the trunk of this car. I don't think there's any way, right? We're doing a will it Uber.
I mean, I feel like if he goes with I really need some alone time, how can you deny a man that?
Lunchbox, you out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for the car.
They've ordered a car. How far away is the car?
How far for the car? 2 minutes away.
Okay. So they hit the Uber app, and you push select, and a car drives to you, picks you up. Usually, you hop in the back seat. Sometimes, like myself, I'll sit in the front. It's a bit awkward, but I get so car sick that I sit in the front. The goal today is for Lunchbox to say, hey, man, you might have a ride in the trunk. And do you want him to go with he needs privacy first?
I do.
Okay. Hey, Lunchbox, that'll be your first one.
What? I didn't hear you. Sorry. I was trying to come outside. I wasn't paying attention.
You need privacy to think.
Okay. That's my first one.
That's your first one. So when the car pulls up, be like, hey, man, might have a ride in the trunk? And I just think he's going to say no. But be like, I just really need my privacy to think. Nothing weird.
Okay.
How far away?
There's a lot of traffic out this morning. A lot of people out and about.
Yeah. Say you don't need to be around all these people. You got to be alone in the trunk, no windows.
What?
Never
mind. 1 minute. We are 1 minute out.
We are 1 minute out from a Will It Uber. By the way, you can always text the show. We have our new text line. Our number is 26229. That's it.
There's no one there to pick me up.
I can hear you still.
Hello.
Yeah. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. So text whatever you want. We're watching the text screen. Send whatever message. Sign your name, but send it to 26229. Okay. How far out are we, Lunchbox?
We are less than a minute, so I mean...
What kind of car
seconds,
we got?
40, what kind of car do we have? It's a white Toyota.
The car is pulling up now, and what's going to happen is Lunchbox is going to ask the guy or girl if he can ride in the trunk of the car. I say no, Amy.
Yeah.
Eddie?
I say yeah. Is it a guy or a girl? It's a guy, so I have a feeling it's going to be yes.
You really think they're going to let you ride in the trunk of the car? There's no way.
I think a girl would be like, ooh, I don't know about that, but a guy's going to be like, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. He's like,
there's no way.
Five-star me and I'm good.
I just think that there's some sort of liability to someone riding in your trunk.
Offer that.
What?
Offer an excellent rating.
All right. I think it's pulling up right now. Here we go.
All right. Will it Uber?
Put your blinker on. No, not going to put your blinker on. That's a Honda. That's not what we're looking for. Dang it.
Lunchbox trying to get in the trunk of the Uber. Go ahead.
Well, I'm still waiting for it. I thought that was it, but that was a Honda. Man. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. I see the flashers. Here we go. Here we go.
What you got?
Oh, it's pulling up. It's got flashers. It was flashing all the way down. All right. Come on, buddy. Come on. Pull up the daddy. Come on. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Oh.
How's it going, man? How are you? I'm good. How you doing, man? Oh, can, I know this is kind of weird, but can I sit in the trunk? Because I need time to think. I need to be by myself, and I can get in my only space in the trunk. Is that okay? Sit in the trunk? You're right back there. No, because I need to think. Like, I need to use, like, I need, it's my time to, like, meditate.
There's no way.
Is that okay? Get in the trunk. No. I mean, it's just like I'm a package. Like I'm a suitcase. You want me to jump in the pit? No. No? Why not?
All right. Cut bait, dude.
Say that again? No, I need to think.
All right. He's, dude, he said no seven times. Dude.
I think you might let him do it.
All right. Thanks for nothing, man.
Thanks for nothing. Oh, wow. Dude, why are you rude to him?
Thanks for nothing.
It was for your own safety.
He's looking out for you.
If someone were to crash into the trunk, it'd be very dangerous.
What's wrong with you? Thanks for nothing, Slam.
Yeah, hope you have a bad day.
Thanks for nothing. He said he needed to go meditate, like he's all zen. And then he's like, thanks for nothing, Slam.
Lunchbox.
He ruined the segment.
No. Part of it's debating whether or not Will at Uber. Okay, order another one.
Okay, I'll order another one. And here we go. I mean, watch me. I'm going to get the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
I'm
not.
If,
no.
If he comes back around, be like, no, this time I want to surprise somebody.
Okay. Just see what, right, I'll order another one.
Just see what happens. Just see what happens.
I mean,
right, we're ordering another
see if you
one.
Get the same car. We're doing Will at okay. Uber right now.
That was a hard no, wasn't it?
Well, Lunchbox,
that was a hard
wouldn't
no.
stop. It's not convince them to Uber, it's
come
will
on,
at Uber.
In the back. Yeah. No.
Three minutes away.
Okay, I'm going to hit a song, okay?
The same car. No, different
okay,
car. We got
right.
a different car. Don't worry.
I'm going to come back. 3 minutes, will at Uber. Lunchbox, this time, all say right. There's a birthday party at the gas station. And you want to jump out of the car and surprise them. Big
okay.
tip.
Okay.
I see it.
You see him?
Yeah, I think so. Gold Honda. Here it comes.
Lunchbox is going to try to get in the trunk of the Uber. Tell him it's a surprise
oh,
party
yeah.
for
pulling
your niece.
Oh, yeah. Pulling up right now.
For your six-year-old
roger that,
niece.
Roger that. Hey, roger that. Roger has arrived. Roger that.
Okay. What? I don't know.
What's he talking about?
How's it going, man? Good. Can I jump in the trunk? Yeah, I'm riding the train because I'm going and I'm going to surprise someone for their birthday. And if they see me sitting in the front seat, you know what I mean? I got to get in the trunk and be like, surprise! You know what I mean? You open the trunk? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
No way.
No.
No way.
Oh, no. No way.
Because I'm in the trunk.
No.
Hey, let's go, man.
Hit it. Oh, guys, we're rolling.
Wait.
You're riding in the trunk?
Wait, what kind of car is that?
Honda.
Guys, I'm in the trunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait.
I'm going.
What kind of car are you in?
A Honda, a gold Honda.
Like a car or a van or a truck or what?
Yeah. We just took a left.
Wait.
How do you know?
I said three things. Which one of the three?
Well, I don't know. I'm just so excited I'm in the trunk. Guys.
He forgot.
Like
there's the one problem. There's no one there to pick me up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Should I go?
No. He can get another Uber back. Lunchbox is in the trunk of a car right now. Hey, what's it like back there?
Man, I can hear the music. I don't know what music we're playing, but I can hear like, oh, now it's commercial. Went to commercial. And he keeps getting dings, like ding, ding. Like I guess he's getting more rides or something. I don't know.
Mike, is he in the trunk?
Yeah.
What kind of car is it?
Old Toyota.
Like a Toyota what?
Oh, it's a Toyota.
A truck? A SUV? And Lunchbox in the trunk. Should we stay with you and make sure you get there safe or no? Are you
yeah,
good?
Well, I mean, if you guys want, I got water back here and I got some...
yeah, mints?
I got some new headlight restore wipes, like you can wipe off the headlights.
This guy's got to be
and
thinking...
And there's some paper towel.
There's a weirdo dude in my trunk.
Yeah.
How far away? How far till I get to the destination?
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
3 minutes. 3 minutes from destination?
Yeah.
What do we do, boys? Lunchbox in the trunk. Do we stay with them?
I mean,
or?
I don't want to leave them in there by himself.
Oh, boy, this is crazy.
2 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. This is feeling good. Oh, yeah. Feels like we took a right there.
Lunchbox, is in Lunchbox is in the trunk of an Uber right now. Hey, dude.
We took another right. We took another right.
Start to go. It's kind of getting hot back here, man.
I think the place is on the left, though.
It is. I do have a sweatshirt on. It is
ask
hot.
For air.
Oh, the shocks aren't very good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, ask him to turn the air up. Say, hey, Mary, turn the air up.
All right. Yeah, he said absolutely.
1 minute.
We're just going. Oh, that hurt. That was a big bridge. That had to be the bridge.
Now, whenever he lets you out, yell surprise, and there's nobody there, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Be like, she's not here.
And then ask him to bring you back.
And be like, hey, man,
you need
can I get right back in the front seat?
Okay. That's a good idea. I like that. That's a good idea. Oh yeah, we're taking another right. I feel it. Oh, yeah. It's kind of weird if you pay attention when you're in the trunk. You kind of know where you're going. Like, you have to use your other senses.
Oh, so now all of a sudden you have a human GPS?
Mm.
Yeah.
He's Spider-Man. Oh. Go ahead.
I feel like he crossed the lane there because I felt the...
Lunchbox in the trunk of a car right now.
If we get pulled over, what do I do?
Run. Just
start knocking on it. Hard.
Just start yelling, help! And then just run.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, we'll take another right. Oh, I think we're there. I think we're about to pull in.
Okay, jump out. Surprise!
Here we go. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Will you open it and I'll yell? I'll jump out. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. Here we go. All right, opening it up. Surprise! Oh, she's not here. Surprise! Oh. Wait. I guess she's not here.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Ask if you can get a ride back now.
Hold on. Now, can I guess she's not here. Can you give me a ride back? And I'll ride in the front seat this time. All right. Yeah. He's going to put me in the front seat now.
All right. Come on back. Hey, it Uber.
Yeah.
It worked.
All right. Come on back, Lunchbox. There you go. We're waiting for Lunchbox to get back because we did a Will It Uber segment, and he tried to Uber in the trunk. The first car said no. The second car oddly said yes, and they took him a few miles down the road in the trunk. And so now he's getting a ride back from that same Uber driver. So he's not in the studio. He'll be back in a second. Amy, the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team.
Yep.
Got a place for them. He saw a girl in the stands. And he wrote a cell phone number on the ball.
Oh, it's a baller. I know, and he threw it out to her.
He threw it over to her. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's cute. It's fine. If he does it all the time, then that's going to be lame.
Why you want to hate on if that's his move?
Because then it's not so cute and creative. But
you
if
think
he,
it's the first time he ever did it?
Well, there has to be a first time for everything.
Witnesses seated behind the woman asked if the pair were dating, and she said no. And so he signed the ball, wrote the number on
so
it.
So did she call him?
I don't know.
That would be so weird.
We don't have the rest of the story.
What if the girl, if he does do it all the time and the girl reaches out, he's like, ooh, which one were you?
Oh. He's like, I wrote identification number on each of the balls. Which one were you? 7C? Okay, let me check it out. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
We did some comedy shows this weekend. Went to Bakersfield. And by the way, I was like 5 hours late. Like, even my flight.
Oh, okay. So I saw you were delayed, but by 5 hours?
Yeah, because the window cracked on the airplane, and you can't just switch out a window. So we got there, and the whole show has moved back 90 minutes, and everybody showed up. It was great. Shout out Bakersfield. But yeah, we did the show, then went to Sacramento, and then, you know, flew back. And Lauren Dusky, who, I don't watch The Voice, but she was on The Voice, what, 2 seasons ago, something like that? 3 seasons ago?
Yeah.
She's really good, and she came out. And I didn't know she was on The Voice. I just had seen her sing before. I was like, hey, come open the shows. And so she went and she performed. So what if I let you see who I am? She was singing so good that second night, the crowd gave her a standing ovation.
Oh, that's awesome.
That almost never happens. Yeah. They stood up and they were like, And I was like, great. Now I got to go on. Yeah, Lauren Dusky's pretty good, man. This is called Costume Party. Yeah, she'll be with me in Raleigh in D.C. this weekend, and then she's coming to Little Rock and doing those 5 shows. But yeah, doing that. That was good. Morgan, number two, had sent a story to me that I'd like to talk about. Talking about the peak ages of men and women. And you thought it was unfair, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, the peak age for women is 18, and then the peak age for men is 50.
18?
Wow. What? That's what's up.
18? Okay.
This is not my story. Where
peak
did you find?
Peak age for women is when they become an adult.
Morgan, like, number two, what? Where did you find this story?
It was a study done on the internet of like 2,000 people, and that was like the peak that they came up with for each gender.
So for let me just get this straight. Mm-hmm. For women, they peak at what age?
18.
What does that mean, peak?
Like, that's when you're most attractive or you feel the best about yourself.
Oh my gosh, I was a hot mess at 18.
Okay. And then for men?
It's age 50.
Yeah. We're not even close.
Yeah.
We're still working ways to go.
We're
bones.
Still working toward that peak, baby.
Ow!
So I'm like almost 20 years past 18. Am I just like,
yeah.
Am I alive right now? I don't even know.
What's that, a downhill?
Yeah.
Well, we're on the same mountain, and we're climbing up.
We're still going up.
And Amy's
I'm like down in a valley somewhere.
According to this study, that's an unfair study. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, 18 does not even make sense.
I think you're just about to peak, Amy.
Thank you.
You're looking great right now.
Have I peaked? Yeah. I don't know.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Andrew, just completed a CPR course at his job. So he does it. He's 25 years old. All of a sudden, he finishes on the way out to Outback Steakhouse. They stop by. And a woman at the next table was like, ugh. So the guy was patting her on the back at the table, and he didn't know what to do. And he said, well, I just got trained in CPR. So he walks over, gave her a couple back moves, like boom, boom in the back. She couldn't quite spit it out. Finally spit it out, but still couldn't breathe. Then he gave her CPR and 20 chest compressions. She regained consciousness.
Oh, wow.
Like just learned it.
Yeah.
And was going to go celebrate with a blooming onion.
Talk about convenience.
Yeah, there you go. That is Tell Me Something Good right there. Yes, Amy.
Are you talking about Outback?
Yeah.
Did you know that none of the founders of Outback had ever been to Australia when they founded it in 1988?
Come on, guys.
Seriously, something that is in my head right now. I recently read that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, though? Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I just thought one of them had been down under.
They didn't even come from there. You're saying they'd never even been.
No. Yeah. That's, no, that is a different never thing. Even been.
Yeah, all right.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Did you see this guy? He got into a fight on a golf course, and he bit another guy's finger off?
No.
Well, I tweeted it yesterday, and everybody was bashing the biter. But I was thinking, if I got into a fight, I would be biting anything that moved. Like, if I don't hate the guy. I don't know what the fight was about.
Right.
But what's the difference to punch somebody in the face and bite me? Because I would. I am such a wimp. If I got into a fight, my teeth would probably be my best weapon. Like, I would just try to close in and just bite.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you feel in danger, gotta bite.
Man bites off another man's finger in a golf course brawl. A 47-year-old man was arrested at Southers Marsh Golf Club. He got into a fight with another golfer and bit off part of his thumb.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't hate, though, because I'd be that guy that's trying to bite. If I'm being attacked in a fight, I'm going to bite. I'm going to kick. I'm going to punch right in the junk. Is that manly if you get in a fight to punch somebody in the balls or no?
It's no. A great strategy.
Oh, see, everybody's torn.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
No, it's not manly. But if you're losing, that's what you got to do.
Okay. Because I'll be losing.
Yes. Okay. If you're losing, you can do that. But to go for it right away.
Oh, I'd go for it right away. If someone was like, hey, man, you want to fight? I wouldn't even answer back. I'd just punch him in the nuts.
Wait, so that's like a thing y'all really think about? Because as a female, I mean, that's what I would go for right away.
I think it's a vulnerable area.
Yeah.
So you're probably taught as
a female. But guys, y'all are like, okay.
I'm a female, though. So I go for eyes and jewels. Like, I'm just going. Like, hey, man, you don't have to fight me. Just walk up and ask me a question. Hey, man, you want to buy a newspaper? Boom! Right in the ball.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where you go. The Backstreet Boys concert was postponed, but people got hurt. Winds knocked down a venue entrance. 14 people were hurt at a Backstreet Boy concert. An Oklahoma casino says 14 people suffered cuts and bruises when a powerful rainstorm toppled entrance trusses and disrupted the start of an outdoor concert by the Backstreet Boys. Now, the storm is coming through, and I saw this, and they said, hey, everybody, you got to go. You got to get out of here because the storm's coming through. And most people went away, but the other people didn't want to lose their spot in line.
Yeah.
So they stood there, and they ended up getting hurt. I saw Jason Aldean had to cancel a show this weekend, I think in Atlanta, or maybe postpone a show. And he was like, hey, sorry, the weather's bad. We have got to postpone the show, Lightning, which they did. And the whole night, they had been updating on Twitter because Lauren Elena was playing. There's a whole thing. And he's like, we have to call it. And people were getting so mad.
You can't get mad at that.
Well, they're like, why didn't you tell us 3 hours ago? Okay. Well, because the storm may actually move away. Mm-hmm. And you all have the same equipment. And people are like, I can tell you, nobody wants to cancel a show, period. Jason Aldean did not want to cancel that show. Every bit of him was like, let's just hold. These people drove. They bought tickets, hotel rooms, babysitters. Like, the last thing an artist wants to do is cancel a show. That's the last string they pull when it's time, like, and they're deflated. So I saw people were upset because we just drove. Yeah, I know. And that's why Aldean's upset, because he knows that you just drove all that time.
Yep.
And it bothers him, and he'll reschedule. But they were just going to town. You know, I was late to Bakersfield. My flight, the window cracked. And so apparently airplanes have 3 layers of windows. Did you know that?
I didn't.
So there are 3 layers in the out layer cracked, and they don't just replace the window. They have to get a new plane, so you just sit there forever. But I flew to Bakersfield and did a show, and we were way late to get there. So we started the show 90 minutes late. But everybody was still there. It was fun. It was good. It was a late show.
Everybody handled it okay?
I guess. I don't know. They laughed. Mike, they handled it okay?
I think so.
I mean, I went and told some jokes. People thought it was funny sometimes. Sometimes they didn't. It's the nature of it.
So you take that joke out?
Yeah, or I try to reshape it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are things. Sometimes people don't even know the joke. It's so bad. Sometimes, yeah.
They're like, what did you just say?
No, not even that. They just think I'm talking. And they're like, yeah, and they don't react at all. So I just keep talking. If they don't think it's a joke or I'm a missed joke, I just keep talking through it.
Hmm.
But no, it's going pretty good. I'll be in Raleigh. I'll be in Durham and D.C. The first show sold out. The D.C. one, there's like 8 tickets left in that theater. So, yeah, that'll be this weekend. Anything else you want to say?
No, yeah. I'm just glad they got. I'm surprised the whole, if the outer layer of the airplane windows broke, you can't just like duct tape it.
Yeah, I don't want my airplane being manipulated.
But there's 2 other layers.
Yeah.
And good thing they noticed it too. Like, noticed like a little crack.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to look at little things like that. The Jason Aldean concert that was postponed happened in Raleigh, not Atlanta. So I just want to update that. People are texting me about it. I do want to talk about this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Things that are oddly satisfying. Like, you watch it and it goes, look at that. Morgan, number two, what was yours?
When you open a new like jar of peanut butter and you get the first scoop out of it, it's like perfect, and then you just ruin it.
Stick the spoon right in.
Like, I have a concrete walk up, and so I've power washed it before, and it gets so clean. And as it peels away the dirt, and it gets so clean, that's very satisfying. Like, oddly satisfying things. Now, I'll come back to you guys in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Also, our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Think about that.
Okay.
I also like to jump in a fully made bed. That makes me feel good. And you know what I also like? I like when the comforter's warm out of the dryer.
Ooh.
That's satisfying to me, too. You don't like that, Lunchbox?
I mean, who washes the comforter?
Okay.
That was I was like, who washes that thing?
I have 3 on rotation. When my dog was alive, he slept in the bed with me every night, so I had to change it and wash it all the time. I guess, you know what? I don't switch as much anymore. Maybe twice a week now.
I thought you were going to say 20 years.
Oddly satisfying things. Morgan, number two, yours was?
The peanut butter jar, when you open it and you take the first scoop out.
You like that?
Yeah, I really like that.
She loves that, man. Amanda in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening? Tell me yours.
Oh, my gosh. Taking new appliance stickers off of new appliances.
Yeah, you know when you say that, whenever you get an iPhone, you peel off that clear slide.
Oh, wow. If my husband gets a new phone, I, like, snatch it before he gets to him.
Man.
So good.
Talk about it slow. Okay. Thank you. Amy, what's oddly satisfying to you?
I mean, for me, when I pull a fresh load out of the dryer and it's all warm and then I like stuff it in my face because it smells good and it's warm and then I fold them.
That's cool, Amy.
But I always put it right in my face.
That's awesome.
What is wrong?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I don't understand.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Okay.
After a hard day's work, you've been on your feet all day long. When you take your shoes and socks off and rub them on carpet, oh my goodness, that feels so good.
Sensory.
All right. Corey in Virginia.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
I'm real good. I appreciate you calling. Mm-hmm. Oddly satisfying. What you got?
Popping zits. When you get that good zit and pop it on out.
What's wrong with you guys today?
Amy loves that too.
I know girls are into it, not guys.
Oh, that's true, Corey.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I like about popping zit. And it's early, I don't want to do it much. But if you can really hit that full load on the mirror.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
That's
a big one.
Yeah. That's when it's a good one. Let's go to Courtney in Boston. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Talk to me for a second.
Yes.
What do you think about this? What's oddly satisfying to you?
Seeing your gas tank on full.
Filling your gas tank up.
Oh, I don't have that feeling.
No.
You like it on empty, Amy?
I ride zero.
Let me do one more. Hey, Caitlin Little Rock. Caitlin.
Hey, thank you so much. I really find it oddly satisfying when people take knives and they like cut up bars of soap. And, like, they just kind of, like, slowly, like, peel the layers away.
Mm. They're basically whittling soap.
Yeah, people watch videos of that online.
Yeah.
Like, millions of views.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
On Reddit, they do a bunch of those where it's, like, chopping things up. Hey, thank you for that call. Thanks for all the calls. I tell you, that got oddly pervy.
Yeah, those are kind of odd.
Monday morning confessions. The only thing about this is you call, you tell us your confession, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You've been forgiven.
Well, basically.
Sort of. Hey, Krista in Boston, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Monday morning confession. Go ahead. What you got?
I'm purchasing on a credit card my husband doesn't know I have without him knowing about it.
Wait, so say that one more time.
I am going to be purchasing concert tickets and without him and my husband knowing I'm purchasing them.
Okay, well, here's the hang up on this for me. It just depends what the concert is.
It's Cole Swindell and Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, we're good with that one. We're good with that one.
Yeah.
We're good with that one.
And so I already have tickets to Kenny Chesney, so I'm good, but he doesn't know about this one.
So what would he say if he found out you were buying these tickets without him knowing?
He would probably say the kids have school clothes to purchase, and we should have done it that way first. But
school clothes versus Cole Swindell?
Come on.
You're forgiven. Come on, you're forgiven. There you
go. Don't worry about it.
Like, this will make memories.
Yeah.
Clothes don't make memories.
Winter.
Yeah.
Who needs mittens in Boston? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Paul in Ohio. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? I have told my boss that I need to take my kids to school on Friday mornings. So I can listen to the Friday morning dance party.
That's a good one, for sure.
I'm at 9 o'clock and I don't show up till 9:15 every Friday because it ends my week with just feeling great.
You got those kids. I get it. As a parent, it's your duty to make sure they get to school.
That's right.
AKA listen to the dance party. Yeah, we like that one. Hey, that's a good call. You're forgiven, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, bud. It's a good call. Hey, listen, Friday morning confessions or whatever. What's today? Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Apparently today is National Radio Day. And every day's a day.
Oh. Yeah.
But this one, I wonder, because we all work in radio, although I have to admit, all you guys were kind of brought in from the streets. I actually learned, you know, about the radio and how to do, tower readings and all that old school stuff back in the day. But you guys were just brought in and said, hey, just be yourselves. So I don't know if you'll know some of these radio questions. Number one, what's the abbreviation FM stand for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
FM. Like, all the radio stations are FM here.
I think FM I know dial. This.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to just go with the first thing that came to my head.
FM XM2.
All right, Luke. Go ahead, Aim.
Frequency meter.
Frequency meter. Lunchbox?
Oh, that's close. Frequency module.
Eddie?
Close, Lunchbox. Frequency modulation.
D The answer is
come on.
Frequency modulation.
Yeah!
Oh, whatever.
Guys, thank you.
He worked in like technical things.
No, you guys helped me along
the
way.
Eddie did television. Yeah, you have to write it down, Eddie. Would you have got that without them?
No.
Oh, then you didn't
know. Rude. Oh, rude.
Come on, cheater.
Can I get points for honesty?
No. Yeah, you know what? You get one honest point.
Yay!
Number two. A radio station with call letters beginning with the letter W indicates what?
Oh, I...
I got it.
Because half of them are K and half of them are W. Like if you look at call letters, like some of them are...
They're at the end of the alphabet?
I feel like I've heard this somewhere in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, National Radio Day. Got a couple questions here. Amy?
I'm in for the win.
W means it's like west of the Mississippi or something like that.
Lunchbox?
I put news.
Oh, like W News Talk.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Okay, I put Mississippi River because I think that is the difference. I don't know which one is which.
It is. I'm going to give you guys both the point. But Amy, you're wrong on which one. So W is anything to the right of the Mississippi River.
Oh, okay.
Like the East Coast.
W, yeah.
And K is anything to the left.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Because we're not a K or a W.
We have different stations.
We have different stations.
We're the BBS.
We're on Case 101. We're on WSIX.
Canada, because I'm on a lot of Canadian stations at night. They start with a C, I believe, right? All those start with C. So everybody has their own role.
Okay.
Mm. Huh. Let's do one more. Who's the man who created radio?
Oh. I got that
I'm
one.
In.
Who's the man often credited with creating radio?
Got him.
Amy?
Bob Pittman.
Great answer.
No, that's not it.
I hope he's listening, Amy.
Close, but...
Hey, Bob, if you're listening.
Our CEO, Bob Pittman, did not create radio.
That was good.
In a way, he kind of did.
I mean, in my heart, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He created MTV.
Yeah.
He created Lunchbox. Good radio.
Well, this guy invented a lot of things, so he had to invent the radio. Thomas Edison.
Ooh, show me Thomas Edison.
Oh, I thought you got that.
Eddie?
I said William H. Rockefeller. Come on. He did so much back in the day, dude. Railroads, radio.
Are you convincing me?
He's got a center, too, in New York.
Yeah, he's got a center, Rockefeller Center.
No. Marconi invented the radio.
Who?
Marconi. Not Mark Honey.
His name is
Marconi.
Googly Mlo Marconi.
So no one got that one?
No one got that
Marconi.
One.
Marconi.
So did anyone win, or are we all done?
Amy and I are tied, 2-2.
Okay, here, sudden death. What does FCC stand for? Amy?
Communications Fundamental.
Eddie?
Federal Communication Commission.
Correct.
That's it.
There you go. Eddie's the big winner. There he is.
Way to go.
Buddy.
You're smart.
National Radio Day. All my radio buddies here.
Yeah.
Yes, Lunchbox.
And don't you think people should send us presents or tips for National Radio Day? I mean, we keep them entertained every morning.
But we get paid. We get presents and tips from our
I'm
from,
just saying,
from Bob Pittman.
If you appreciate us.
the guy who invented radio.
The guy who invented radio, yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So a lot of us sit around this table in the room. Like, I sit behind this big board with all the buttons. And then Amy sits to my left in front of me, Morgan number two, Lunchbox, and Eddie over to my far right. And that's kind of how the circle goes. So we sit at this table, and then there's a glass room that's connected to this room. And I can see in the glass room, but our audio producer, Raymundo, is in there chopping up audio clips the whole time. And he has a microphone with him, too. Raymundo, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So Raymundo gets here before anybody else, always editing audio. Hardworking guy, but did not get invited to our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Oh.
And he's a little sad about that, and I thought you deserved to go.
Yeah, and I would be there Instagramming, you know, I'd obviously document it and put it on my Twitter and my, you know, and help out the company.
Wait, that's your selling point to put it on your Twitter?
And talk to listeners, meet people. There's a village I heard that we're going to go be in a suite and hang out. I'd love to socialize and talk to people.
I think you should go.
Yes!
No, wait. I'm gonna finish. I think you should.
He just said he thinks you should go.
I couldn't get the company to fork over any money.
Okay.
Amy, you're going?
Yes.
Lunchbox is going?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Eddie's going?
I'm in.
Okay. Raymundo, here's the deal I'm going to make you.
Okay.
You tell me if you like this deal, because I think you deserve...
I like deals. Let's do it.
I think you deserve to go.
Yeah!
Wait for it.
Well, yeah,
I do not know if I like where this deal's going.
Why? What do you think it is?
I'm not going to say, because then...
You don't even know. Okay, listen. Here's what's happening. My band, The Raging Idiots, Eddie and I have this band,
we're playing the Daytime Village.
Yeah.
And we need a roadie.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God. Hold
on. That's a good idea.
That's awesome.
Now I'll pay for your trip.
Yeah.
So your flight, I'll put you in a hotel with somebody.
Which hotel?
I don't know. Wherever the band's staying.
Yeah!
I don't know that it's going to be super nice. I don't know. But you'll have a roommate, somebody from the band.
All right.
But you'll go. And I'll cover it. But you have to, like, work the village and, like, carry equipment and stuff.
Deal!
And be my personal roadie.
I can lift stuff. What's the max? 50 pounds?
Carry my guitar.
Yeah!
Okay.
I'm gonna, Ray.
You deserve to go. So
I'm a roadie, baby.
So I'm going to put you on my.
Thank you.
And you come with.
Deal.
Okay.
This is awesome. That's how you work your way to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, you're literally working your way to
Vegas.
That's
good. Like,
I lift a couple things and carry something
No.
Make sure their mics sound good, and that's it.
No, you're not touching our mics. No, yeah. You're not messing with any sound.
Like, so he has to carry the guitar all the way there and the equipment, right? Like, he has to make sure it gets there. Isn't that what a roadie?
Carry the equipment all the way there?
Like, he has to get it loaded on the plane.
That sucks.
On foot. Lunchbox, it's a great deal.
And you got a roommate, dude.
This is greatness. It's probably Eddie.
No. No, it's not.
Or anybody. Bones.
It definitely is not. I don't say the roommate.
Or
ever.
Mike D.
Maybe somebody like that. Yeah. Like a tear down.
Or the drummer.
Yeah.
What's his name? Brody?
Grady.
Oh, yeah.
Grady. Okay.
Brody.
Anyway, we'll get it booked. You deserve to go. The only way that I could justify is by paying for it myself and putting you to work just a little
This will be sweet.
Okay.
And no drinking.
Oh, that's true.
Until
that's
after the band plays.
No. Now,
are you putting a drink max on him?
First of all, you can't drink while you're at work.
Absolutely not.
So you can't. And here's the thing: we work at night too, so you're gonna be back there with us.
Yeah.
You can't drink until the night is over for our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yeah, I figured that's always the case.
Okay.
Whenever I go to that stuff, you're like, hey, there's no drinking until after I do my presentation.
Well, what
I
was that voice?
That's me. That's what he thinks.
Wow. Right.
I like that.
When he did his Chicago speech, he was like, you cannot drink until I finish my Hall of Fame speech. When you finish it, I drink. Yeah!
All right, buddy. I'm glad that you're going to come. You deserve to be there.
Dude, same flight as you guys? This is awesome. The whole team's going to be there.
Okay.
That's true. No.
I love it that Ray gets to go.
Yeah, and these guys are
hating
on
him. And he's,
like,
genuinely excited about it.
Yeah, because I went from not going to going just because all I did was talk and say that I could help out. Negotiated. That's the art of the deal, baby. You just saw a deal right now before your eyes.
Eddie, what were we going
to
say?
That wasn't much of a negotiation.
No,
right?
He had nothing to do with it. Okay. He said he wanted to go.
No negotiation. You said you wanted to go, and
well,
he found
a way.
Well,
but he did say he was willing to work.
I think he meant, like, for radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. I'm happy you're going.
So am I.
You're my dude, all right?
I really didn't think I was going to be able to go.
Okay. Now you're going.
Wow.
All right. You can shut it down now.
Clear my calendar if you're listening.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Raymundo. Okay. And who would be clearing your calendar if they're listening?
His girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Ariana Grande... Her last name, really, her family, until she got famous, she was Ariana Grande. But her brother told her, like, rhymed with candy, Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. But her brother changed it to Grande when she started getting famous because he thought it sounded cooler. And he's right. I mean, and maybe, I don't know, I find this interesting because my kids are obsessed with Ariana Grande, and I just find it, I think it'd be so different right now if they were constantly asking for me to put on Ariana Grande.
you wouldn't know the difference, but it is funny.
Yeah, she grew, like, that was her name, and then it's like people that say Target or Tarjay.
No one really says Tarjay.
Oh, they don't.
Other than kidding, right?
Right.
Okay, anybody else?
Red Bull and vodka is scientifically proven to start fights. And I know that some people on this show, they like themselves some Red Bull and vodka. So just a warning to stay alert while you're drinking it and be aware of how you're acting because it increases the risk of fighting, violence, and participation in risky behaviors.
Isn't all alcohol?
Yeah, all the above.
Anyone a Red Bull vodka drinker?
Raymundo,
do you fight?
Yeah, that's my drink of choice. No fighting, though. I'll get more aggressive, more intense.
Ray was drunk at the Titans football game. He went to watch the Tennessee Titans. You were drunk, huh?
I had a couple drinks. I was on the field. You can't go there wasted. They have security and police, and everybody's eyeballing you, and they wand you and everything.
You were yelling at the players right in their face.
Yeah, it was a football game. That's what you go there for. No.
Did you guys watch the Insta story?
No.
He was on the field yelling at them, like, give me the ball! Give me the ball!
Give me the ball!
I'm going in! Were you not?
I was. I think it's funny.
They didn't even laugh at you.
All right, because they're serious. They need to loosen up.
All right. Thank you, Raymundo. All right. What else, Sam?
So something's happening in Tucson that I thought was pretty clever by police officers, and it might spread across the country, and you could start seeing this being used elsewhere when you're out on the road. But they're using mannequins to stop people from speeding. But they're dressed up in full-on police gear and everything. Like, they're parked by, or the mannequin is standing by a motorcycle. And it looks like maybe they're gunning, like they're doing like your speed.
Oh, I'd slam my brakes real quick.
Oh, yeah, and you'll slow down, but don't worry. It's not real. You're not going to get a ticket, but it's a mannequin.
They bust you, man. They should put guns on them. All right, back, game warden just to put out fake deer.
Oh, decoys.
Yeah, and
what? And
like
what?
Decoys, like decoy bucks.
And you try to shoot at it.
They'd even move their heads, and they put them on the side of the road.
And if you shot at it, what would happen?
You get in trouble.
Oh, because you didn't have a permit?
Well, you can't shoot from a car.
Oh.
Listen, there are certain places you can, but normally you can't drive and shoot from your truck. Okay? And so, but if you shot the deer on the side of the road.
They would put up a fake deer and try to get you to shoot
it?
And
it would move, yeah.
Oh, that is so.
Entrapment, even.
Oh,
it is.
Entrapment, even, yes.
But yeah, so I don't know. Be on the lookout for the fakest and finest.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's funny.
That it?
Yeah, Amy, that's my file.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Wrapping it up for today. Amy, what's going on today?
I got some like meetings with my husband. We got to go over some like boring marriage stuff, like household things. It's like finances.
And that's a meeting? It's an official meeting?
Yeah, normally he does all that stuff, like with our tax person. I don't know, all the things. He does it all. But I'm trying to get more involved.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. Me being part of my marriage when it comes to that sort of thing. What are you doing?
I'm having dinner with a friend tonight.
Oh.
Which is a Monday night, and I rarely do, but I'm trying to
Are we talking like 4 p.m., 5 p.m.?
No, 6 but p.m.? 6 p.m. for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's a dude before you guys start going, oh.
Okay, good, good. We were thinking that.
Yeah, it's a dude. I mean, you can go, oh, if you want. Maybe that's a
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe. So I have a photo shoot with Southwest Airlines right after this. Not a commercial.
What?
Oh, you guys don't know about this?
No.
Wait, hold on. Are you going to be in Sky Magazine?
Yeah, I am. That's the thing. I fly Southwest so much that I didn't even contact him. Someone saw my Insta story on my Twitter, and they were like, we'd like to put you in Southwest Magazine in the air. And I was like, bring it.
That's amazing.
So I'm shooting it today. That's no. By the way, they didn't pay me one bit.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have that.
So next time I fly, maybe I'll see you?
I think I'll be in the October issue.
Yeah, I might be flying to Austin in October. I'll probably check you out.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to be like, I know him.
Like, you're going to hold it up.
Guys.
So I have that today.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Eddie and I are we singing today?
What are we singing for?
We have a vocal session today.
No? Oh, do we?
Yeah, you know all about it. We talked about it last week.
Oh, let me check my calendar. We're singing today.
Yeah, see.
Wait, what? For what? Practice?
We might be going in the studio.
Just something.
Oh, yeah.
They want the Raging Idiots to come back. I'm not so into it, really.
Who's they?
The world.
The fans?
The fans are demanding the Raging Idiots come back.
The world.
The company wants us to do all these shows too. People keep trying to hire us, and we're not even a real band yet. So anyway, wrote a song and record it today.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. That's the deal. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Tuesday's show. Goodbye, my friends. Bye-bye.
Bobby Bones.